2. Back when I used to work for the government, I designed the security system that protected our team's base of operations. It wasn't enough that the building was an old CIA bomb shelter with 4 out of its 5 levels below ground. It also had sensors monitoring the area for a mile in every direction. And I do mean every. If a pack of rats tunneled too close to one of the underground levels, it would set off several alarms. And Madigan was even more paranoid than I. That's why Bones and I were 4 miles away, looking at the base through binoculars from our perch high up in a tree. From the outside, it looked like a nondescript private airport that was on the verge of closing down. Inside, it contained one of the toughest tactical teams in the country, not to mention tons of classified information. The average person had no idea that they shared the planet with the undead, and that's how our government intended to keep it. Most days, I was in agreement with this ignorance is bliss policy. Today, however, it made things more complicated. "Let's face it, we only have one play," I said, setting my binoculars down. "Don said Madigan wasn't coming out anytime soon. We can't storm the place without killing innocent people, and there's no way we can sneak in without getting caught." Bones let out a snort. "Fancy ringing the bell, then?" I gave him a level look. "That's exactly what I intend to do." Dark brows rose for an instant, then he shrugged.
"Gives us the element of surprise, at least."
Then he dropped his binoculars and pulled out his cell, texting something too quickly for me to read. "What's that?"
"Insurance," he replied. "If I don't send Menkeres another text in 6 hours, he's to come for us."
I glanced back at the building with an inner shiver. So much for my concern about innocent bystanders. Menkeres wasn't only the vampiric version of Bones's grandsire and the co-ruler of their 2 enormous lines. He was also the most powerful vampire I'd ever met. Nothing would be left standing if he came here to pull us out. "Let's hope Madigan is feeling cooperative," I said, trying to make my voice light. Bones wedged his cell phone between 2 branches and jumped down, landing on his feet with more grace than a jaguar.